Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Every day during the legislative session, we bring you stories of battles being fought in the halls of the state capitol. The legislative session can sometimes feel like a war zone. Some pieces of legislation spark fierce debate among legislators, with parties on both sides seeking support for their position and hurling attacks at their opponents. Today, we're glad to report that for at least one piece of legislation, our partisan legislators have declared a ceasefire. Senate Bill 164 passed out of the Senate State Administration Committee by a unanimous vote and passed second reading on the Senate floor unanimously. All signs point to this piece of legislation being passed unanimously through both chambers on its way to being signed by Governor Gianforte. You might be wondering what issue could have such unanimous support in such politically polarized times. To answer that question, we have to tell you another story. The story begins on December 21, 1969, in Peoria, Illinois, with the birth of Kristen Hansen. 3 days later, on Christmas Eve, Chris was adopted by Fred and Nancy Hansen, who are forever grateful that Chris's birth mother chose life for her daughter. Chris graduated from college in Rock Island, Illinois, and after college served our nation working for the CIA and volunteered for a special assignment in Somalia shortly after the Black Hawk Down incident. After her stint as a secret agent, Chris returned to Illinois to attend law school, where she graduated with honors. In 2003, Chris moved to Montana. She clerked for the Montana Supreme Court before serving our country again as a U.S. Army Judge Advocate General in Iraq. In 2009, she moved to Havre to work as a county attorney. She then served 2 terms as a state representative and was elected to a term in the Montana State Senate. Along the way, Chris also worked as chief legal counsel for us here at the Montana Family Foundation. She was then appointed deputy state auditor, and in 2020, Chris became the lieutenant attorney general, second in command at the Department of Justice. In that position, she was instrumental in lobbying the legislature to move the headquarters of the Montana Highway Patrol to its current location in Boulder, Montana. This move saved Montana taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. When it passes, Senate Bill 164 will name the Montana Highway Patrol headquarters after our incredibly special friend, Chris Hansen. Chris's list of accomplishments are impressive, but what was most impressive about Chris is the way she lived her life. She was known for her tireless work ethic, her leadership, her friendship, and most of all, her unshakable faith in the Creator of the universe. Chris left this earth on July 7, 2022, and her impact in the state of Montana will not long be forgotten. It's hard to forget someone who gave you so much to remember, and Chris Hansen was that type of person. So today, we remember our friend Chris. We're grateful to Senator Barry Escher for sponsoring Senate Bill 164, and we're grateful to our elected leaders for putting down their weapons of political warfare, even if only for a moment, to celebrate Chris's life. As believers, we know that our hope is in Christ and that one day we will all be united in God's perfect kingdom. Until then, we'll continue the work of defending our faith, our freedom, and our families. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.